Welcome back to Radio Classics. We return with part three of the murder mystery, The Haunted Phonograph. It was first broadcast in 1930. With culture having changed quite radically since it was originally recorded, some of the expressions and views of the characters have become quite dated. For this reason, the program has been heavily censored for rebroadcast. We attempted to retain the spirit of the recording. Enjoy.
The Haunted Phonograph, starring Clint Hill and William Willis. We join our crew right after the discovery of a Grand Manor ghost. Tensions are high and arguments abound.
What have you done there, Will? You scared them off.
You see, I knew about the ghost, see? I couldn't tell you in front of the help.
Oh, he doesn't know anything. He's just a simple It's the broad I'm concerned about.
What's she got to do with this?
Nothing. And that's the way I intend to keep it. She's right where she belongs. Making and you left your notes out all careless and whatnot.
Ah, it's no worry. She's a and she can't really
ha ha, and how?
Just then, Clara enters.
Hello, boys. I may not have learned the but I can with the best of them. I was in the where I belonged, and I heard everything. I would have wrote it down, but I
God bless America.
There's a knock at the door. It's the help.
What are you doing here? Shouldn't you be
I was
Your story's questionable at best. Then what happened?
Laboratory. Ghost of the phonograph.
It makes perfect sense. She was in the living room. And it That's when the help while
Just then, the manor begins to shake!
Oh my fucking
Quick! To the automobile!
It's gone! Stolen!
Quiet, you poor
Haha, and how?
Will they make it out of the manor in time? Why was the help in the laboratory so long? And where's the automobile? All this and more when we return next week with The Haunted Phonograph!